is Nova Radio Northeast News Update.
Donald Trump has given his farewell address as US president, with just a few hours to go now until Joe Biden takes over the job. The outgoing president also issued 150 pardons to people convicted of crimes, including his former ally Steve Bannon and the rappers Kodak Black and Lil Wayne. Meanwhile, incoming President Joe Biden has taken part in a ceremony to remember the hundreds of thousands of people who've died with coronavirus in the US.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation. That's why we're here today.
The inauguration will take place at around 4 p.m. our time. There's a warning from scientists that the number of coronavirus deaths will only get worse in the UK over the coming days. It comes after the country recorded its highest daily death toll since the pandemic began yesterday. And 10 people who had flown to Melbourne for the Australian Open have tested positive for coronavirus. Australian authorities have been criticised by players who've been under a hard lockdown since arriving into the country. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Matt Soanes.
Radio Works.
Specsavers are staying open across England throughout lockdown and are reminding people of the importance of looking after your sight and hearing. Here is optometrist Amit Rana.
Our research shows 42% of people have noticed a deterioration in their vision since March. That's why it's important for people to continue to attend their tests. We understand customers may have concerns about coming into store, but we have strict safety and social distancing measures in place, as well as virtual services for those who can't come into store. For more information, please go to specsavers.co.uk.
Sport with Lowe's Financial Management. When it comes to choosing how to put your money to work, there are countless options available. For almost 50 years, people have been turning to Lowe's for reliable, independent financial advice. We have thousands of satisfied clients who would recommend our services to help you secure, build, and safeguard your financial future. For more information and a free initial consultation, give us a call on 0191 281 8811 or visit our website lowes.co.uk. Lowe's Financial Management, where personal finances are cared for personally. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
England rugby head coach Eddie Jones is self-isolating after assistant coach Matt Proudfoot tested positive for coronavirus. It's thought Jones doesn't have any symptoms, and if he returns a negative test, he'll join up with the squad at St George's Park next Thursday. 10 people who have flown to Melbourne for the Australian Open have also tested positive for coronavirus. 3 new cases were recorded today and they have since been placed into quarantine. There are 2 games in the Premier League this evening, with Manchester United looking to reclaim top spot when they take on Fulham. Leicester leapfrogged United last night after their 2-0 win against Chelsea. Elsewhere, Manchester City host Aston Villa. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic are away to Livingston. And finally, in golf, Rory McIlroy is confident Tiger Woods will make a swift recovery from his 5th back operation. The 15-time major winner underwent surgery last month after suffering from pain during the PNC Championship.